Perhaps taking a few slow, deep breaths. All the way in as deeply as you can, holding for just a few beats of your heart. And then releasing and keep exhaling, getting as much air out as possible, holding again for a moment. And then inhaling once more. And then letting go of controlling the breath. There's no need to, just allowing the breath to move on its own. And as the body breathes, noticing where you feel that. Where are you connecting with a sensation of breathing the most right now? Wherever that happens to be, up by your nostrils or at the belly or your back. Maybe it's the subtlety of the sensation of air in the throat. Whatever it is for you. Bringing attention to that spot, like an attentional spotlight. Brightening. That place in your body, that sensation of each in and out breath, a gentle ebb and flow, brightening the awareness, just right there, just right now. Giving yourself permission to notice when the mind wanders. Not having to give yourself a hard time about that, but just bring attention back. Gently and firmly, like you might hold the hand of a child. Guiding attention back to that spot where you feel and getting close to this breath, the one right here and now. Perhaps inviting a little playful curiosity. Offering the question silently to yourself, what's the breath like right now? And now this one. And if you like, you can stay with the sensation of breathing, knowing that distractions will happen, they'll be in the background, the rich environment of this moment. Or if it's comfortable for you and you want to try this guided meditation, this lake meditation, experiment a bit with how you best receive this, whether it's through images or perhaps just capturing the feel feeling tone of lakeness. It's okay too. Bringing to mind a lake, whatever that may be for you, just picturing it in your mind, or opening to the feeling of it, that feeling tone. This body of water held by the earth. And perhaps this is a lake that you know very well, one that you visit often. It may be a very large lake, or it may be one you're only using in your imagination, a small pond, unknown and unvisited. And engaging with this lake with each of your senses, noticing, what does your lake look like? Is it bare rock around the shore or sand? Perhaps a mountain from mountain meditation is at the base of this lake, and thick woods surrounding it. Or maybe a bit of a mix. Receiving or perhaps painting that image, that visual in your mind, and becoming familiar with it. Noticing what sounds are present here at your lake. There are birds, a sound of wind across the surface, through the trees. What it might be like if there's a brief bit of rain, how it looks different, how it sounds different. It's still here, this solid, stable lake, held, cradled by the earth. Perhaps noticing a smell, or if you were there at the lake, reaching out and touching it, noticing what the water is like, cool or warm. Are there small waves gently lapping the shore, or is it very still? Whatever it is for you, and it may be shifting from one moment to the next. As you clarify this sense of the lake, its presence, you're moving in closer with your own sense of your body, the space that you inhabit. And expanding your sense of self, the space of your body, to touch that lake, to expand and include the lake. The surface, the shore, the depths of the lake, and even the ground underneath it holding it. Allowing your sense of self, of your body, to be that space and that volume and that mass of the lake. Get acquainted with that. And perhaps noticing the conditions of the lake and what they're like. Being that lake. Noticing the influences of the environment. Is it sunny and warm? The gentle breezes? Or perhaps your lake is in the middle of winter and frozen over. And still water underneath that ice. As the conditions of the environment affect the lake, touch it. Sometimes stirring it up, sometimes freezing it over. And also in this long perspective of the lake, thawing, warming. In some moments, a clear reflection of the environment. The shining sun, or perhaps the warm glow of a moon. But all the events of the day and through the night being reflected on the surface. Perhaps noticing what the feeling tone is as you, the lake, reflect what's happening around you. Just receiving the visual, just receiving the sounds. As the world holding you and the events happening around you touch the surface. Inviting for a few moments a stillness in the surface, in your surface. As your water is calm, and you become more clear. And more can be seen through you all the way through. And as all settles. Noticing what that is like. To shine with this odd reflective transparency. This settledness of the mass of just being the lake. And just receiving whatever is in the environment of this moment. Whatever those conditions are. And knowing that sometimes it's more stormy weather. That the surface may become agitated, difficult to see through. Tumultuous. Refreshing that sense of being the full body of the lake. A little bit further down beneath the surface, finding a little bit of calm. And aliveness. Fish, plants, still all part of you. And as that weather passes, and the water's calm, and the mud settles. The reflection may be a bit more clear once more. Taking some time in silence to just experience these changes moment by moment, sometimes over the span of seasons, of this lake that is you. Perhaps noticing an emotional response to how you're noticing the conditions of the waters are. What does a still surface feel like? Or if waves are high in this moment, what comes up for you? What's that like? Not having to change whatever it is, but welcoming the calm, the chaos. And allowing yourself to just receive it in the same way that the lake receives those disturbances. And is still here, still supported by the earth. Still living, still breathing in each moment, whatever it is. And now shifting just a bit. You can have the lake still here on the stage of your mind and in your heart, bringing awareness back to breathing. If that's wandered a bit. And pulling the sense of your own shape back into the body. And just noticing what it's like right now. How is the body positioned? If it's moved, that's okay. Just noticing how it is. Just receiving it. And getting acquainted with this body once more. The sense of the whole body breathing all the way through, moment by moment. Refreshing that curiosity about it too. Noticing how you are right now. If it's maybe a little different than it was before, or perhaps the same. And simply practicing that noticing. And as attention moves, just noticing that movement and inviting it back for a few more breaths. A little bit more attending to right now, to this moment.